I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Podcast, everybody, here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Nolan and Kirk here, as always, in the studio. And hey, we're always excited to be here with you in that, talking about all things baseball, from MLB to the youth level, and for players, parents, it doesn't seem to matter, and stuff like that. And as always, we're going to be talking about our thoughts and opinions on what's happening around the MLB in our opening segment. Then we want to get talking about breaking down the relationship of efficiency and effectiveness in your year-round training and playing in the second segment. It kind of coincides with that old cliche that we always talk about, baseball players being creatures of habit and stuff like that. So Nolan and I really want to dig into that one for you and help it clear it up a little bit if you're having any issues with it. And then, of course, as always, we'll wrap up each episode with our curtain call segment of the show, courtesy of all your great questions that you send in to us, as always. So again, we invite you to check out our online store at dirtbagbaseballnation.com for all our apparel and the college playbook. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk to receive notifications on all our videos. And of course, as you know, if you've been following along, it's all about educating and empowering you, as well as players and parents, to make sure it's you're understanding whether it's a new product out there that's coming out, or a training aid, or, you know what, coming from hitter's insight to pitcher's insight, whatever it is, that's what our goal is to always make sure we're educating and empowering you as well, for sure, on our YouTube videos. So, and you know, you can reach out to us, Kirk, at dirtbagbaseballnation.com with your questions about anything. Unfortunately, we did get our Instagram hacked this week, and it is very disappointing, but it is what it is. So you can still DM us on Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, or again, contact me directly, Kirk at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. If you've got any questions about training, need help developing that impenetrable mindset, you're interested in having us come and do a guest speaking engagement or put on a clinic for your team or association, whatever it is, you have a product you'd like us to review, or you'd like to just be inquire about being a sponsor, collaborator, or partner with us here on the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Podcast and Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. So, hey, we're going to be right back here after the break. You know, we're excited about it. Good. Get that drink, get that chair, get settled in. Hey, however you like to listen to us, you do what you do, we'll do what we do, and we're excited about getting after it. So have a quick break, and we'll be back here in a second.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works, even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
All right, Nola, you know what time it is. It's time to get up with what's happening around the MLB. So go for it, big shooter.
Shout out to a former Cardinal, Matt Carpenter. Have a start to your Yankees career, man. Power to the mustache, I guess. Gets rid of the beard. 6 bombs in 10 games. First Yankee to ever do that. Obviously, they found a diamond in the rough on that one. I mean, he was a guy last year with St. Louis. I don't even know if he had 6 home runs the entire season. And now all of a sudden goes over to New York after being a AAA guy with Texas. And he looks like he's just fitting right in that lineup.
Yeah, it's such a freak town, right? You either do what he's doing or you're basically gone within a week. It's amazing. You either survive or you don't. It's just such an incredible town and incredible team. So, but like you said, brother, hats off to him, man. Great to see him back in the league. Great to see him having fun. Mm-hmm. Keep smiling, big fella.
Jared Walsh, third player this year to hit for the cycle. Hits a what should have been a single to center field. Center fielder lays out for it, obviously misses it. Jared Walsh off to the races, gets a triple to complete the cycle. Like I said, third player this year behind Eduardo Escobar and Christian Yelich. All of them, I mean, their final hit was the hardest one, the triple. And I think it all came in the 8th inning or 9th inning of each one of their games. So, I mean, yeah, it's one of those ones where you never really want to end it on the hard way, but hey, tip of the cap because it's an impressive feat.
Well, especially Walsh, right? He's not exactly a runner. So getting that triple, like you said, that's a job in itself. So, but like we said, Nolan, I mean, how do you put every week, there's either no hitters going on, one hitters, 100-mile-an-hour games, right, left and center to everybody hitting for the cycle. So again, buckle up and enjoy this season.
Craig Counsell, big congratulations to you. Tying the Milwaukee Brewers' all-time franchise wins record. Obviously, they've had a tough couple of weeks now, losing 9 of their last 10 games. I mean, but still, he's probably the best manager in the NL year in, year out. Like, you're looking at Milwaukee. That's a team that, I mean, obviously, they're not in the same depths financially as Oakland and teams that are in the bottom of the barrel. But Milwaukee's certainly not a team that's operating with $120 million or more year in, year out. Like, they're a team sitting right around $100 million. That guy's consistently winning 95 games with the Brewers. Ties, like I said, tied the all-time record with 563 wins. for Milwaukee Brewers, which obviously is not a lot, but it's a team that, I mean, like I said, they don't financially have the money to sustain those long runs and stuff like that. So, hey, tip the cap to you.
Hey, for all you listeners that are old enough like myself or whatever and that to watch Craig Counsell play his career, hey, he was a dirtbag. We all know it. He was a dirtbag. He knew what it meant to go to the yard every single day and get the job done. And obviously you see his teams do it, right, Nolan?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's guys, the guys love to play for him. You can just tell day in, day out. You never hear any complaints. Obviously the pitching staff they got there, it's one of the best in baseball. Corbin Burns is doing what Corbin Burns does again this year. It's just, yeah, they gotta smarten up and wake up. I mean, for me, I'm happy about it because I'm a Cards fan, right? So good for the Cardinals. But yeah, as Brewers fans, I mean, you gotta wake up and kick Craig Counsell maybe in the butt a little bit and tell him and the rest of the boys to get going.
Yeah, and they'll get there. I think they'll get there. They're just good. I mean, obviously Woodruff's not back yet. Willie Peralta, you know, they get a few guys in place. I mean, those are big guys. Let's not kid ourselves. Those are big guys in the rotation, right?
Yeah.
Hader can only do so much on the back end. He can't do much more than what he's done already, right?
And he's going to be. He blew a game. We got to talk about it. He blew a game, finally.
Exactly. Finally. Yeah, you become so commonplace with them just getting the job done, not just this year, but for the last, 4 years now?
Yeah.
That it's kind of like, what? What do you mean? Geez, I better go and check out that game and make sure Nolan's being honest with me. Did he really lose it? Yeah. It's hard to fathom, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. Hey, this is a moving time of the year right now, and the Cardinals are starting to move for sure in that division. There's no question about it. They're starting to really gel. They're getting Flaherty back this week. You know, no guarantee that he's going to be Jack Flaherty or one or Jack Flaherty two. We don't know until we watch him go for about four or five starts. But Miles Michaelos last night, right?
One out away.
Ends up with the one hit.
One out away from the no-no. And Harrison Bader, it was just away from his glove. But, hey, it's one of those things.
Crying shame.
It's one of those things where even Ollie Marmol, the Cardinals manager, he said after the game, he's like, if Bader ain't getting to it, no one's getting to it. And it's tough to argue that. I mean, Bader, he's, if not the best defensive center fielder, certainly one of two. And it would be him and Buxton, in my opinion, for the best defensive center fielders. Like, those guys, they fly and they make every play. And that's not a knock on anybody else, but I'm just saying, those dudes are, they're different. They're different when it comes to the defense. So, when Ollie Marmol says that, and it was one of those ones where it's a screaming line drive, straightaway center, ground rule double, and Bader's, inches away from it. But one of those things where, the Cardinals still beat up on the Pirates. So, I mean, more power.
Yeah, but they haven't in years past, right? They haven't. They've gone and struggled at certain
times. The Pirates?
At certain times.
No, not against the Pirates. No, Cardinals kill the Pirates. It's not like Toronto with Tampa Bay. It's not like Toronto with Tampa Bay and other teams in that division. When Tampa Bay was bad and Toronto was decent, they'd still lose to them. But
That's true. Yeah.
Jumping over to some bad news that happened from the past week. Ozzie Albies. I genuinely do not know what happened. I seen the highlight. I'm sure most of you have seen the highlight. Fractured his foot. I do not know how. It was on a swing, and then it appeared like he, on his follow-through, I guess, landed on it funny or something. It's one of those things where you can't even explain it, but he's got a fracture in his foot, so he's on the 60-day IL. Steven Strasburg, obviously, hang him up, dude. That's the best thing that I can tell him, because came back. Obviously, the anticipation's there for a guy like Steven Strasburg to come back, especially with all the money that he's owed. And, I mean, when he was healthy, once upon a time, what was that, 12 years ago? He was one of the best in baseball, but I mean, really, since the year they won the World Series, he has not been Steven Strasburg. And comes back one game, gets injured again. Sounds like it'll be an extended IL stint. They got him on the IL 15 day IL. Sorry, it sounded like it's going to be a lot longer than that. And then we got another weird one. So Eduardo Rodriguez, Obviously, the Detroit Tigers, he was the first big-name signing of the offseason this year. Signed them to, what, a five-year $75 or $77 million, something like that. He was placed on the restricted list due to personal matters, and basically he just said, I'm not returning to the team. So as for the news that is broken, that is kind of it right now. It's a little bit open-ended. AJ Hinch said, I've had good dialogue with him, and it's just one of those things where he didn't want to make another AAA start, but we're not ready for him to come back up to the major leagues yet, which I don't fully understand what that means either on their end. But AJ Hinch basically said he's in a good place right now and he will be back with the team, which kind of contradicted what Al Avila was saying, which was kind of like, hey, listen, this guy's basically giving up hope and he's not coming back to us. So it's one of those wait and see as a Detroit Tigers fan.
Yeah, costly signing, right? Super costly signing. Who's going to go and take that off your hands? I mean, all the teams, I'm sure some teams would take flyers on Eduardo Rodriguez, but, you know, you got the Tigers over the barrel. So might be a great time to trade for him or whatever and that, but Avila's not going to give him away either and that. He's not stupid.
No.
He's not stupid. So, yeah. Yep. What else do you got for us?
Then we just got another historical moment for Yadier Molina. Passed Pudge Rodriguez for most putouts ever by a catcher with his 14,000, I think it was 866th or something like that. Some crazy number up there and nearly 15,000 putouts for your major league career. So tip my cap to you, Yadi.
Oh, absolutely right. It's a mind-boggling number. When I was even looking at it, it's just like 14,500 putouts. That's unfathomable. Man, good for you, dude. Unbelievably good for you. So, hey, we could go on and on, and we want to go on and on for sure and that, but we got to take a break. We'll be right back here after the break talking about efficiency and effectiveness and, hey, the baseball culture of creatures of a habit. So we'll be right back after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And hey, it's time to get after it with the relationship of how efficiency and effectiveness must work together in your year-round training and playing. So again, you heard me talking about it and kind of the creatures of habit, right? But really what it comes down to for me or for Nolan and myself and us in our training or development plans when we're putting together with individuals or teams or organizations is, yes, you've heard us talk about collecting data. We collect data first and foremost, for sure. But part of the data is, are you working efficiently as a player, as an organization, to be effective today, tomorrow, and always? And that sounds easy, but I mean, Nolan, we see teams and players fail at this more times than not, even at the pro level, right? We were just talking about some of those guys or whatever, and that, hey, it's not because they're not working hard. They want a big paycheck. Somebody wants to go to college and play a college ball. Somebody wants to make their high school team. Somebody wants to make their 12U team. You're going to work hard, right? More times than not. But are you learning to work efficient and not just simply be a creature of habit? Because before I let you jump in, Nolan, I want to just talk about the team I've got going over here in France right now that I'm working with. To start the season, they were really bought in and they were working efficiently on our hitting approach. Not necessarily the mechanical stuff. Some of it was mechanical, physical, but really the approach, the individual breakdown of strike zero, strike one, strike two approach. We got off to our first eight games. We were second in the league. That was the highest they've ever been. We had beaten two teams that they've never beaten before. And I mean, we beat them. We put a beating on them. And pitchers walked out of there and said, holy hell, that team is tough. They are tough, 1-9. So they were working efficiently and properly on what we had started. But now as the season goes along and you start having success or you don't have success, in this case they had success, you start getting lazy. I've been through it, you've been through it, Nolan. You start becoming complacent and your effectiveness goes down, which means your batting average in this case plummets. Or your pitching or whatever is relative. But it's because you're not working efficiently, smartly. You're a creature of habit. You're back to the default of, well, if I throw X amount of pitches or if I hit X amount of balls, I'll work my way out of the slump. You couldn't be further from the truth. You could not be further from the truth. You've seen it. You work with those teams after I left to come over to France, Nolan. You know what we're talking about. And it's not just this year. It's every year, right? We see certain players that can work efficiently and certain ones that can't. We see organizations that do the same thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it happens. It happens way too often where a player will just go back to the default because that's what they're comfortable with. And it's like, no, listen, like, the reason why we were changing you from the default was because the default wasn't good enough or it wasn't working. And the reason that we're trying to show you this new improvement is because we are trying to further develop you as a baseball player, as an individual, as a softball player, if it's softball. We're just trying to make you better at what that particular area is that you're doing, whether it's pitching, whether it's hitting, whether it's defense, all that stuff, right? It's one of those things where default is never good enough. You always want to try and improve on what it is. Like if you're telling me, okay, for example, Aaron Judge, I'd say probably the best power hitter in baseball. Tough to argue with that statement. If you're telling me that that guy isn't day in, day out working at his hitting to try and somehow make it better, you're crazy. Paul Goldschmidt, you look at the start that he had for the start of the year. Yep. He was a dude. He was a dude hitting 185, I think, come May 1st. All of a sudden, dude's the NL MVP. If you're telling me that he's just relying on default and not trying to get better, whether it's, I mean, obviously MLB players, they have access to video and stuff like that. So that's, it's an unfair comparison for us to make, but college athletes now, I mean, they have access to video and stuff like that. Some high school kids, that depending on what program you're at or what high school you're at, they'll have access to video and whatnot. But for majority of youth athletes, obviously we're not afforded that luxury. But still, it's one of those things where you can always videotape yourself. You. Everybody has a phone. Everybody can get someone, whether it's a friend, whether it's your brother, sister, mother, dad, literally just stand beside me, stand behind me, stand off kind of one of the kitty corners and just work on different camera angles. And then that way, okay, I'm seeing what is happening. What's wrong with my swing right now? How do I get my swing back in rhythm and everything like that, right? But like you said, though, I mean, it comes down to the mindset where you gotta get in there and you got to be right in the mind. You got to understand, okay, in this particular count, I'm looking for this particular pitch or this particular location. To me, it was always this particular location. It wasn't this particular pitch. Just because, okay, someone hangs me a curveball, with a guy on third base, less than two outs, I'm still going to swing at it because I got a good chance at least hitting a sack fly. Like if I'm going up there and I'm just looking for a fastball on the first pitch and dude hangs me a curveball and I don't swing at it with a situation like that, I'm just letting down my team. That's not a productive at bat, right? So you gotta understand what the scenario is. And like you said, honestly, you go in there with a game plan. You go in there with an understanding of, okay, this is a pitch that I can drive. This is a pitch that I miss. This is a pitch that I'm looking for in this particular count. This is kind of what the pitcher is throwing to me today. And I can go off of that and make a game plan for what my next at-bat's going to be. And the second that I do that, okay, boom, I'm ahead of it. But like you said, yeah, you never want to resort back to default because default ain't good enough, and that's not the reason why you're there. Like,
well, and before we go to the coach's side of it or the manager's side of it or whatever, and that'll finish with the pitching side of it as well. Back by the end of my career or whatever in that, and we're starting to get guys over here doing that with it. But what I'm talking about is pitchers going to the bullpen. And a bullpen can become so lazy because exactly right, you're not actually throwing to a hitter. So you can become complacent. So your efficiency goes down, which means ultimately your effectiveness. But the problem, as we know, all of a sudden now you got a game on whatever day, and you've been practicing that way, training that way, so all of a sudden you suck. Quote unquote suck. Well, it's not that you suck, it's because your practice is inefficient, ineffective. So it relates to the game, right? So here's a suggestion for you all out there or whatever. You know what? Hey, if you're a player, go down to your pitcher's bullpen. Go down there and stand there. And stand in there from the right box and the left box. Because now, yes, at first it's going to throw your pitchers off. Yes, at first, hey, not every hitter's comfortable doing that. I get that. But it's great for your pitchers. I'm the proof of it. Once I got used to it with my partner, I almost cried when he would show up late to do it. Because it almost became a routine of, but I knew the importance of the routine and the value of it. That's why it became so important to me. Because it really was a great part of mine. And then I got into a game and I didn't even think about a hitter being in there. It was just a natural evolution of what I've been practicing already. So that's it there. But let's go to the coaches even, Nolan, and the managers, right? Hey, I don't know whether these guys are working efficiently, but obviously effectively, they're not having the same results. So Joe Maddon fired last week. Joe Girardi fired coming up on a couple of weeks ago. A.J. Hinch, supposed to be a lot better this year with Detroit. Not having any results. Mike Matheny, a lot better with the Royals. Again, not having any results. And I realize it's not just the manager. But obviously, there's something that last year, A.J. and Matheny both had teams that, well, everybody expected better things this year, didn't they, Nolan?
Well, everybody last year was blown away by what A.J. Hinch did last year with the Tigers. Like, it was a relatively the same roster. Obviously, their pitching staff was a lot healthier than they are this year. Let's not take that away from the situation. But end of the day, I mean, they go out, they get an Eduardo Rodriguez. You go out, you get a Javi Baez. Riley Green's supposed to come up. Spencer Torkelson's supposed to come up. Night and day difference between last year's team and this year's team. So, yeah, you're expecting them to take that next step and get over 500 or at least closer to 500 than they were last year. Matheny, same thing. Kansas City goes out. They make some smart moves in the offseason. You're like, all right, another year of development from all their young pitchers. Adalberto Mondesi probably going to be healthy this year. Obviously, that lasted for 2 seconds, and then he tore his ACL again. But still, one of those things where you're expecting Kansas City to be more relevant this year, 70 to 75 win team at least, didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, it's the old saying, right? Every manager has a life expectancy and stuff like that. But, hey, I don't care. Whatever, Bill Belichick. Bob Melvin. Yes, he's with a new team this year or whatever and stuff like that. But he wasn't getting fired from Oakland, right? Like those types of guys. There's also guys that can evolve and always be working efficient. Kevin Cash, I would have thought he'd have been fired or whatever and out with a couple of last year postseason blowups. But at the end of the day, he works efficiently and effectively. Has he got over the World Series championship? Not yet. Dusty Baker to a certain degree, right? Been doing it forever and ever and ever. And he always wins. Yes, he hasn't got that World Series, but at the end of the day, he's been efficient and effective in multiple generations, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dusty Baker, he's been a model of consistency throughout his career. Obviously, he's got over 2,000 wins. He's a guy, like you said, he's been doing it for as long as I've known baseball. Like, he's been a manager in, or at least affiliated with some sort of club. Obviously, great manager all the way throughout. Like you said, guy that's never actually made it to the top of the mountain, but he's been knocking on the door a few times. Obviously, last year with the Astros. Now, do I think the Astros are going to go back this year? No. Not unless they make a couple of moves at the deadline. But, I mean, Dusty Baker's a guy that you can rely on. And you don't really have to worry about him too much. But one of those things where, yeah, if he can get it figured out and they can win, then more power to him. All right, and we'll be right back after the break with the curtain call question.
Progressive's Home Court Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Court Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now.
And now today's Rust Eating Tip of the Day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag curtain call questions. Dirtbags, hey, another great lineup of questions. And as always, can't thank you enough for sending them in to us. So, Nolan, we're going to get going. We're going to go right back to those Detroit Tigers that we were just talking about with A.J. Hinch back in the second segment. And here's a great question for what's the issue in Detroit this season? What do you think it is, Nolan?
Honestly, I'm just sticking with the injuries. I mean, we talked about it a bit before the break. It's got to be the injuries. Like, Miguel Cabrera, he's having a good enough season, kind of exactly what you expect out of Miguel Cabrera now at this point in his career. Tucker Barnhart, I thought, was going to be a bit better defensively, like, as a pitching mind type catcher for Detroit this year. Like, I thought that he was really going to help those younger pitchers, like, take that next step type of deal is what I'm trying to get at. And so far, yeah, he hasn't really been that good of a catcher for Detroit. So it's one of those weird ones where Cincinnati, he was a phenomenal catcher, I always thought. But Detroit, he just looks a little bit out of place. Obviously, Torkelson never really hit the ground running the way that we all kind of expected him to this year. Riley Green, another guy supposed to come up, he got injured right off of the get-go. Now it sounds like he's pretty close to getting called up again, but it's just guys and they never really progressed from last year to this year. Even like guys like Akil Baddoo last year, great story, goes from single A to real 5 draft pick by the Tigers, comes up first major league at bat, hits a home run, yada, 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 good rookie season. But now he's back down in the minors. Like, I don't know. It's injuries and just guys not taking that next step to be professionals, in my opinion.
Well, it sucks when here's your season right there, right? You got your Hall of Famer basically leading the team in his final career. Most times we're sitting there saying, Jesus, just you got to get out of the league, man. This is painful to watch you. And yet maybe he's, like you said, you know, almost a typical year or whatever, and he's not going to put up 50 home runs, but he's basically leading the team. You know, you got Robbie Grossman, same thing last year, a 2020 guy, right? He's got zero home runs. He's got 2 stolen bases presently, batting 200. You go, oh, exactly right, the $160 million man in Javi Baez, hitting a .188, 3 bombs, 16 ribbies in a stolen base. Like, that's like craziness. Jonathan Scope even had a turn back the clock here last year or whatever and stuff like that. He's hitting a .189 right now. So, yeah, it's just the train went sideways real quick in Motown. And it is, it's disappointing because, well, even you know, they're good young pitchers, right? They're all on the injured list.
Yeah, Mize needing Tommy John, Scooble.
Yeah, tough. And
Matt Manning, obviously. Sure is, so. Matt Manning, another one of those guys that was supposed to come up, and he's been kind of up and down, whether it be injuries and whatnot. But, yeah, it's a team that, yeah, they didn't take that next step like they needed to.
Oh, looks like a disaster. Yeah, it's awful. So for all you Tiger fans in that, hey, we feel the pain in that one for sure. Because you know what, we were excited ourselves or whatever in that to see what maybe that next step looks like or whatever. You're not going to play with the big boys in Chicago and Minnesota, but that's whatever. So hey, staying with the American League, going to the American League East now. We got a question coming out of Vancouver, Canada, obviously a big Blue Jays fan. So what starting pitcher do you think the Blue Jays should target now in a trade that Ryu is done for the season? Good question. I don't know.
So here's the thing, all right? The Blue Jays, obviously World Series aspirations this year. 2 pitchers that have pitched in the World Series that are on terrible teams, and both are good vets. One of them throws from the left side, one of them throws from the right side. Both of them throw absolute poo now. what, in their prime, they were 99 from either side. I'm talking Zach Greinke of the Kansas City Royals and Madison Bumgarner of the Arizona Diamondbacks. One of those two guys needs to come to Toronto. You put him in as your number five. They're both still having good years. Both of them have World Series experience. Both of them have tons of playoff experience. Obviously, you're trying to get your guys to that next step. Manoah's pitching lights out, but no playoff experience.
Yeah. I like that call because you're right. You've got Gausman, Manoah, and Berrios at the top three.
And even Gausman, so, has what, maybe a year of playoff experience?
Yeah, for sure.
Like he played like last year three. With San Fran, yeah. That's my point, yeah, though. You need those guys that have been to the World Series. They know what it takes to actually get there. And those are the type of guys you need to go out and make a trade for. And I mean, hell, Greinke and Bumgarner this year, they're both having great years for the most part.
For sure, because they know how to pitch, right? And you made a good call right there. You need pitchers, right? Like, the first thing that came to my mind when I saw the question was your standard, your Luis Castillo or Frankie Montas, right? But you're right. Those guys are top-end players or whatever, but you got to give top-end talent back for them in return. But, a Bumgarner, a Greinke, you're going to have to give something back, but not near the expense.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, you can't give up Jordan Groshans right now. Like, even though he's blocked at the major league level, you can't give him up right now unless it's for, and it's got to be better than Castillo. It has to.
Yeah, like, you got
to
have.
It has to be better than maybe not better than Montas. Montas is pretty legit. But I'm just saying, though, you got to make sure that you're giving up Groshans for a guy that's coming in there with control, like years of control.
Yeah, exactly, right.
And like frontline Cy Young stuff, because Groshans, it sounds like he's knocking on the door, and he's gonna once that door gets opened up wide, he's coming through it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more for sure. So here we go with this next question: with the weather getting warmer and the bats coming to life, what team in the AL and NL have the best chance at catching fire?
Well, I would have said, obviously, the team that is scorching hot right now for the NL side, Atlanta Braves. They were going to be my team for this question about a week ago, right when they kind of started off on their little streak of about, I think last week by the time we did the episode, they were at 6-game win streak. Now they're at a 13-game win streak. So I can't say Atlanta, obviously, because let's be honest, they're the team that is the hottest right now in baseball. But I mean, hell, I'm going to ride with a team that's not quite as hot, but they're having a nice little stretch right now, and that's the St. Louis Cardinals. It's a team that you look at them. I mean, obviously it's a bit biased saying that, but at the same time, it's a team where you're looking at Goldschmidt. He's NL MVP. You got obviously Tommy Edmund. I mean, Tommy Edman this year, he's tied last time I checked, he was tied for the MLB lead for WAR, which is insane to think about because you don't really think of Tommy Edman being a top player in the MLB, but he's tied for the MLB lead for WAR. Obviously, Arenado, he's a guy, come summertime, always he puts up those numbers. Nolan Gorman, it looks like he's getting more comfortable at the major league level, batting in the two hole. Dylan Carlson coming back now. Like, it's a team that's deep, and they got great defense and great pitching outside of a number five starter right now. So, it's one of those teams where that's the NL for me. AL, I would have said the White Sox, but I think the White Sox are about to implode on themselves. Like, Lance Lynn was fighting with the pitching coach, or at least one of the bench coaches there the other day. They were chanting fire Tony. So, the White Sox, you got to get rid of them. But let's go sticking with that division, Minnesota Twins. Obviously, they're in first place right now, but that's a team. If Buxton can stay healthy and doing what he's doing, obviously, he's going to carry them. Correa, obviously, he's got to get going a little bit better than kind of what they've projected him to be to this point. But hell, dog days of summer, you look at some of their young kids, they're starting to get going. Obviously, they got good guys that have been in the major leagues for about 4 or 5 years now. It's one of the teams that I think in the AL side, at least, they could rattle off about 10 wins in a row and all of a sudden start catching up to those New York Yankees in terms of total wins.
Wow. I'll go with you 100% on the NL. I really like the way St. Louis is rounding into shape after the Norman Gorman promotion. And yeah, just Goldie getting back to really himself and just seeing great stuff. And enjoying the Yadier and Pujols hurrah. I think the team's just really in a good mood, in a good vibe, and good energy, which is going to indicate to me great all around chemistry hitting. My American League, I still think the Blue Jays. I think we saw a little bit of it there the other night. I realized it's against the Orioles. I realized the 19 hit barrage, but I still think that lineup is just, they're simmering. They're still forcing a little bit. I think for me, they're going to come through, and they're going to come through live. So that's my two. All right, here we go with this one. Has the DL or DH in the NL been a success up to this point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've talked about it for a few years. We've talked about it for a few years. Honestly, the DH in the NL needed to be gone before the latest, in the last CBA that was under agreeance. And I get it. There's pitchers that still want to hit and whatnot. Yeah, AKA Adam Wainwright, Zach Greinke, the old dogs that have been doing it forever. They loved hitting. Obviously, Madison Bumgarner, same boat, guy with tons of power. But the DH in the NL, and I get it, the NL average isn't significantly greater than what it would have been with a pitcher hitting, but there's nothing exciting about seeing a pitcher hit. Like, maybe one out of 30 times they'll actually run into a ball and hit a home run. But the other 29 times, it's either going to be a strikeout, a weak ground out, or a sacrifice bunt. And that's not very good for viewership. And I mean, viewership this year, it's not like it's through the roof by any means in terms of TV, but let's be honest, the way you do that is by creating offense. That's what the other three major sports have done. And it's one of those things where you need the DH and the NL in order for offense to be prevalent.
Well, look at Philadelphia alone, right? Bryce Harper wouldn't even probably be in the game right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be right on the shelf recovering from partial tear, I guess, is what they're calling it.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably surgery, right?
Yeah.
So, and yet he's in the DH role or whatever and that, and battling for, you know, potential repeat MVP. I realize it's going to be tough when you don't play as well as hit, but at least his offensive numbers are MVP right now. So there's one case in point right there. Mm-hmm. Fans don't get to see him. Fans don't get to see one of the premier players in the game right there. So absolutely, I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's a no-brainer, and nobody's not enjoying the DH other than, like you said, those two players that you talked about that have brightest pitchers in their hitting. Bottom line.
So I kind of started off the episode by saying about Steven Strasburg going back on the shelf. What do you think about that? Do you think he should retire? I know I thought that he should retire, but I just want to jump in and ask you, what do you think he should do going forward?
Yeah, I think it's non-negotiable, to be quite honest with you. I think it's just a waste of time. 172,000 or a million or whatever it was, that contract. Yes, he got his MVP and, what was that, 2018 after the series? Just one of those careers where, you know, some people can bounce back from injuries. Some people can't. I know people in the business, and I don't say this lightly because they're still professional athletes or whatever and stuff, but I've heard that he's awful soft. He's awful soft. He doesn't really want to put the work in and stuff like that when it comes right down to it. So again, whether that's right, wrong, I don't know. I'm just sharing it with you and stuff like that for people that I know in the business. And those aren't easy things to say. Those are hard things to say for sure. But if they're true and if they're valid, then people are going to say them, right? Because that's it. They're professionals. They're Major League Baseball at the end of the day. So Nolan, I'm 100% in agreement with you. Got to go. Thank you for what could have been a phenomenal career, being a good career. I don't know if it's as good as Kerry Wood, to be quite honest with you, and stuff like that, other than the fact that he's got an World Series and an MVP. So, Dirtbags, hey, keep sending those questions in to us. Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com or DM me on Facebook, Dirtbag Baseball Nation, with them, and we'll just keep answering them. So, we'll be right back here after the break with our final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back, Dirtbags, to our final thoughts for this episode of Dirtbag Baseball Talk. Nolan, go ahead and shoot.
All right, so final thought. This is just woefully embarrassing. Not just one, but two immaculate innings in the same game against the same three hitters. Done last night. Luis Garcia in the second inning. 1-2-3. Three pitches to each batter. Three strikes to each batter. Gets the strikeouts. Phil Maton in the seventh inning. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3 again. That is just craziness to me. So, I mean, it's one of those things where... like
to the same players.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. Like Nathaniel Lowe, Ezekiel Duran, and Brad Miller, they're all guys that have been in the major leagues for a little bit now. Obviously not Duran. Duran just, he's a young kid. But Brad Miller and Nathaniel Lowe, they're both guys that have been in the league. And so, I get striking out on three pitches one time, maybe two times in a game. But three consecutive batters, an immaculate inning, twice in the same game. Like, that is absolute insanity. That is just embarrassing for those hitters.
Yeah, to the same three batters. What do you say? How do you even look at Chris Woodward on the way? You don't. It's almost like a little league game where you just drag your bat with you. I'm going to take my bat and go home now. I can't even top that final thought. I just can't, and I'm not going to, Nolan. So, Dirtbags, we can't thank you enough for listening and being a part of the nation. And hey, keep sending us the questions. You want to be a dirtbag, you want some apparel, you want the college playbook, go to dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Check us out. Find out what you like. get it on, and be proud to be a dirtbag. Show the world who you are as a baseball player and take pride and ownership in it. All right. DirtbagBaseballNation.com for all our apparel and the college playbook. Again, subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk, and follow us and direct message us on Facebook. Like I said at the top of the show, unfortunately, Instagram got hacked, so we lost that account. But you can still message us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook, and we'll answer any and all questions that you may have. So, you know what, Dirtbags, again, like I said, it's such a fun time, and it's such a great time to be able to come to you week after week and that. So continue to support us. I love it. I appreciate it. Nolan does as well. So on that note, it's that time of the week. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.